Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's everybody? What's up? Not what's everybody. Ken's here.
Hi.
Ken, you're all skinny and shit.
Oh, wow. Thanks.
What's going on?
Nothing. More of the same.
That's good.
Yeah.
How's life? How are things?
Crazy. Good. Crazy good.
I feel like we haven't done a show together in so long.
It's been like a month. Let's say a month.
It's, you know, I was up here for this weekend. We tried this Sunday.
We did talk about it.
You know, by then it was just everything had the house really was this year a bit of more of an overwhelming experience. Marky's, making Marky's house. And I had a lot of interesting social media comments. Well, Marky at the end of the day came up to me and said, "My favorite part was the pinata." And
yeah.
I started laughing because there were like these things that she wanted and like that she asked me for that were not here. Like, I thought I left things here.
Well, I'm still confused on that.
Mm-hmm.
Because where is all the stuff?
Well, apparently a lot of things got messed up in the so I had this Minnie Mouse thing.
The lights?
Yeah. And apparently a lot of these things got ruined in the weather, but I didn't know that.
No.
So,
are we sure?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know where else they would have gone.
Are we sure they're not in the shed? Because the shed is like a
I looked. And I looked rather aggressively in the shed. And no, couldn't find it. And it was the first time I was like, yo, like, she asked me for like one or two things.
Yeah.
Kind of letting her down here.
Yeah, like, we were all thinking, because those were very special decorations.
Mm-hmm.
I remember them. So she definitely remembers
so
them.
So we had a bunch of them. Now, I was able to replace some things and make it work, but I couldn't find this one mini, so I found a mini pinata, and I was like, well, I guess we're like, here we go. Now, the pinata ends up being a big hit.
Mm-hmm.
I,
no pun intended,
have a lot of people were giving me a big up on this, saying I actually took my Candace side came out in the pinata.
Wow, what happened?
Part, in the pinata thing. Well, I noticed Marky wasn't getting a ton of candy, so I started taking the broom and like taking half of like Gabe's pile and throwing it in the middle again. And being like, go, which was very funny.
Mm-hmm.
It was all in all a very fun day.
I think it was I actually felt like Sunday was like old school Sunday.
It was a very old school Sunday, which we don't get a lot of.
No, we have not gotten a lot of. And then actually Vito had texted me later that night, and he's like, "Today was really nice. I really liked seeing everybody all together." And I was like, "Yeah, I feel like we have it, you know, between you guys being down the shore, all the stuff that we have on weekends. I feel like we haven't had like a hardcore Sunday.
No,
in a while.
It hasn't been a hardcore Sunday in a while. No.
But now I feel like we tasted it,
mm-hmm.
And now it's like, oh shit.
Yeah, it's feeling more occasional when we do come up.
I know. But I don't like it. So I feel like this is what I was saying to Lauren. Now that we are headed into comp season and we will be competing on every Sunday, Lauren, me, Vito, Josh, we will be together every Sunday from now on. We'll be out at the same time and coming back here most likely. So now it's going to have to be you.
Hey, I mean, I got no problem coming up.
However, mm-hmm. There are three, I believe one in Asbury, one in Trenton.
There's a competition in Asbury?
Yes.
Really?
Asbury, Trenton, and I want to say like somewhere else down there.
Should we host one?
Tom's
River. What's it take to host a competition?
You know what? Al, this is my dream, so mm-hmm. I know everything it takes to host a competition. And I've already tried it. Questions. Do we have a room with high ceilings?
We
high,
do.
High, high.
How high?
Grand ballroom high.
Yes.
We do.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have the ability to bring in... Oh, my God. Don't get me excited because I'm already excited.
Go ahead. This is just free-flowing right now.
Do we have the ability... This is free-flowing.
Mm-hmm.
To bring in spring floors for the day.
I don't know what to... I imagine...
Like mats. Big mats.
Yeah.
We do have the ability.
We just built a haunted house in the place. Think like that's not even close to the weirdest
thing we've
done. And
the ceilings are high?
Yeah. We got like a certain spots in there. Yeah, for sure. Like you're talking like 30 feet.
Yeah, that's good enough.
Yeah. I mean, how high are you throwing these kids?
Well, enough, not the little ones, but the older ones have to be able to toss.
Oh, I mean, you got chandeliers and stuff.
Yeah, you
got
to take all that into consideration. I mean, listen, they could do it in the grand ballroom in the brownstone because I already looked into that. Mm-hmm. So if that's legal.
It's the, they're higher than the, there's one room that they're higher than that, yeah.
Ow. This we're might here. Be the fucking best thing we've ever discussed. we have to think about this.
I mean, you know.
That's a huge thing for you.
But how does that work? Do you just host a competition? Like people just show up?
You could just host a competition, but you have to obviously.
So I don't understand then. What is nationals?
You would need to team up with, like, let's just say a varsity or, you know, a spirit brands or whatever, and put yourself out there as willing to host this comp.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, you don't have to do it through one of those, but those are, like, obviously the big names in cheer. Anybody can host a competition at a school, like a school competition or a hotel like you or something like that. But it wouldn't be like, if you want to bring in the big name teams, mm-hmm. they want the big name sponsors.
Like the Netflix people.
Right. But you're talking about the varsities of the world or whatever.
I'm down.
I mean, it's totally doable.
I'm about it.
If you have the space.
I got the space.
All right.
How long
they
do you need?
They use convention centers, stuff like that all the time.
Yeah, I mean, I imagine we're not that big, but I mean,
big enough.
I'm about it.
All right, let's look into this. Let's talk about this.
Going into it, I mean, there's, you know, obviously, you know, everyone, the community wants updates all around.
Right.
The cheer has seemed to have infected Lauren.
Oh, she's in.
Lauren is apparently a cheer mom.
She's a cheer mom. Everything that in that last episode, I want to just be like, remember everything. That's like. She's fully invested. She's 100% into it. Vito's like, oh my God. That's all she talks about. Marky's fully in. Loves every moment of it. Got the spirit stick. Like, everything has been a complete 180 since our last conversation. She cannot wait for the competition. I mean, we're 3 weeks out from our first comp. So it's like crunch time.
Where is that?
It's far. The first one's far. It's in Pennsylvania. We're in, I forgot even the name, the town, Pennsylvania. But it's 2.5 hours away. So it's a sleepover thing. Like, we're going to have to get a room. She's fully into it. Marky's fully into it. She knows the whole routine. Lauren wants more intensity. Remember before she yelled? Now she wants more intensity, more accountability, make sure people are there, blah, blah, blah.
So she's yelling now about the other kids not showing up.
100%.
Yeah.
The tides have completely turned. So
what do you think did this?
I think now that she's, like, everything that I was saying from the beginning, like, the work you put into it, the feeling you get, like, feeling, like, all that stuff, like, hard work, and you want it to pay off, I think she sees that now.
Well, Marky definitely seems more confident, I would say that.
100%. She's a different kid. Mm-hmm. A different kid. Everything that I was telling her is happening. She's super excited. She comes in there smiling. She doesn't cry ever. She's, like, pumped up. You should see her yesterday. Like, so this is a funny story, actually. You're going to like this. So yesterday I was alone with all the kids at practice. Usually I am, but I usually have Olivia there to take them to the bathroom and stuff. But Olivia wasn't with me yesterday. So one of the kids had to go to the bathroom, so I can't leave the other ones alone in the room. So they all had to go. So a couple of them went inside the bathroom, and then the rest of the girls, I had them lined up outside, right? So they're outside, and the girls inside the bathroom, you hear them messing around. Like, they're playing games or whatever. So I keep opening the door, and I'm like, hey, let's go. We're wasting time. Come on, go to the bathroom and let's go. Wash your hands and we'll get out. So, like, they're still messing around, and Marky looks at me, and she goes, and this is something I always say in practice, she goes, I'm just sitting here thinking about who's going to get the stick, like, with this behavior. And I was like, Marky, that's what I'm sitting here thinking about, too. And it was just so funny how, like, she's just made a complete turnaround. I cannot wait for the day that you see her, because you're going to die. Mm-hmm. You're not going to believe that she could do this stuff.
I'm excited. You know, I like her being into it. She was. It was very clear on Thanksgiving that she was, like, really, really, like, identifying with that stuff.
Oh, loves it.
Like,
has crew. She has a crew.
I remember, like, when I was playing hockey or baseball or whatever it is, it was like you flock to those other people that were into that whole thing. And she's clearly got that going, which is fun.
Yeah.
And she's like, you know, look, she went from bawling her eyes out crying in the Christmas show.
Yep.
Made famous by Barstool.
Yes.
And then Barstool. You know, to really like kind of running shit this year.
Yeah.
So it's very fun and wild to see. And Vito is very, very into it, which I kind of assume is going to happen.
Oh, we knew that was going to happen. Vito's going to be crying like a baby that first competition.
That's going to be pretty good. You're going to have to really
And Lauren. Lauren's going to be, I guarantee you she's going
to
be crying.
You're going to have to get that on tape.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm going to be out there. I already warned everybody. It was like, guys, the psycho, like, you think I've been crazy? Like, this is crazy. Now we're 3 weeks away. The day of competition.
What would a Candace competition look like?
Like, if I hosted one?
Yeah, if you hosted your own competition, what would you do differently? Why is it your dream?
I just would think, if I think about it in fundraising terms, because we could fundraise a shit ton of money for the team. Mm-hmm. So that's like why I want it so bad, just because it would fundraise for the whole year. We wouldn't have to do any bullshit. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And it would be able to pay for all their stuff. I personally like don't want to. I don't want to judge or anything like that. I just want to. I'm thinking about it in terms of fundraising because I feel like it would be huge for the girls. Like they wouldn't have to do all like you know how we have to beg for money every freaking 3 months. We wouldn't have to do any of that if we hosted a competition. So
Dear Albie just did donate, by the way.
I saw that. Yes, mm-hmm. Marky. It will be on the back of the shirt.
That's good.
Yeah. So as it always is, but that's why I think it'd be fun. I also would. That when you host, like if your team hosts a competition, they don't actually compete at it. They showcase at it. It's like takes the pressure off. It's fun. You can wear something fun. It's like different. You'll see. You'll get it. You'll start to get it.
We'll chat.
We'll start to get it.
We're going to get back to a traditional Dear Albie. We got some questions in here.
Okay.
One that's been kind of sitting on us for a while. It's said competitive cheer drama. So, I mean, look, we're going to get into some non-cheer related things, obviously.
Right.
But I wanted to bring up that because I was shocked to hear the Lauren thing, so I did want to start there.
A lot of people are shocked. Even Jamie and all the other people on my team, like if they want to, if people want to bitch about something, they'll go to Lauren thinking she's on their side, and they're not.
I think it's Jamie's daughter. I think her godmother is going to come and do the show.
Who?
Nicole. We've been talking to Nicole forever about doing the show. Nicole Adamo.
Oh.
Wait, Nicole posted Adamo? Something. Yeah.
From Wayne?
I don't know that Nicole's from Wayne.
Nicole Adamo, I know, was best friends with Maria.
Nicole might be from Wayne. She works in the city now.
Yeah. Maria's best friend.
So I know Nicole through, like, Chris forever. She did Housewives with us, like, season two.
Like PR shit?
I know her from PR stuff, and she was on Sirius.
She
was one of the first people that we talked about doing stuff on the show. She was like, dude, I love you. I want to come and do the show. And she listened to the argument with you and Mom and was freaking out and DM'd me. And she's like, dude, I got to come on and do the show.
Oh, my God. That's Maria. I got to tell Maria. She's going to love it.
That's very funny.
Okay.
Look at us.
Small world.
All right, here we go. Dear Albie, I need to hear your opinions about a recent problem I had and really want to know what you would do in my situation, especially you, Candace. It's a long one, so hang in there.
I'm ready.
My daughter is 16 in a junior high school. She cheers both in school and at our local gym on a level 3 competitive cheer team.
Oof.
Her school's football team is amazing, and this year made it to the state championship game. The school has never had a team make it to the state, so this is a huge deal. The game was out of town at a college a few hours away. All 3 squads chartered a bus and followed the players to the game. The whole experience was a once-in-a-lifetime event.
Right.
Her competitive team, actually the whole gym, unfortunately, had an out-of-town competition in Las Vegas that same weekend. Her heart was with her school, and that is where she wanted to be that weekend. She and her friend, who also cheer for both teams, took the time to request a meeting with their coach from the competitive team to write down all of their feelings and thoughts as to why they should be allowed to miss the comp and attend their school's game. During the meeting, they began reading their paper about the 3 sentences in. The coach said, just stop. You're wasting my time. I don't want to hear anymore. Nothing you're going to say is going to change my mind. They tried to explain how important this school event is, to which the coach responded, fine, go to your game, but then you're done here. You won't be allowed to cheer here anymore. So my issue is this. I'm not mad that the coach said no. I am very angry at the way he handled the meeting. He should have let the girls finish what they had to say, then respond with something like, gosh, I get where you're coming from and I understand how torn you feel, but these are the reasons why I need you at the competition. Instead, they were cut off, accused of wasting his time, and given an ultimatum that made them feel cornered and extremely upset. My daughter has cheered with this gym for 11 years. She has missed father's daughter dances, school socials, and grandparents' formals, back-to-school nights, homecoming events. She's still showing up and competed with 103 fever, broke her thumb during practice, but continued practicing so her pod didn't have to stop. We have had to ask her school for alternate state testing dates because it even occurs during Summit, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
She got a job last year and paid for her entire season herself, which is insanely expensive.
Yes.
She has never once asked to miss a comp or practice in her 11 years there. The ultimatum and treatment she got was infuriating. So As a parent, what would you do? She doesn't want to quit her competitive career, but still, with all her heart, she wants to cheer at the state championship game. I understand she made a commitment to her competitive team, but life happens and opportunities come up. In the end, she went to Vegas Friday, cheered with her team. My friend who owns a plane flew to Vegas to pick her up and flew her to an airport close to the football game where I met her, took her to the game.
Wow.
Then after she flew commercial back to Vegas with her friend and the next day competed for day two of the comp.
Wow.
It was insane, but I made it work for her because I know she loves both teams. Now I can't stand her coach. I feel as if all the anxiety, drama, and worry was because of him. Your thoughts, sincerely, Cheer Mom in Distress.
First of all, I have to throw out some major respect because that shit is awesome. I love that. I think that that is so kick ass. So anyway, that's first thing. Second, that is a really tough call. And I know exactly how she feels. I know exactly every single thing that she just said. I'm putting myself in the position of coach and trying to take myself out of the position as mom. In the position of coach. See, this is where it gets real messy with high school. And this is why All-Star, like, that's why we compete rec. Everyone's like, oh, why aren't you going All-Star? I'm not going All-Star because of that exact reason. Because once they go to high school, we have, thank God, a very good competitive cheerleading team for both schools. So we'll never run into that problem. But if they were All-Star, they would run into that problem and it would mess with high school stuff. Mm-hmm. And you want to be able to have the best of both worlds. The coach in me, it sounds like you cheer for a really good gym and it's a legit gym. If you're going to Summit and stuff like that, and like, I know that they're not going to let you miss it because obviously your daughter, she's been cheering 11 years. She's obviously a pivotal part of stunts and she sounds like she's an important part of the routine. And we all know that if stunts can't go up and if tumblers can't do their passes, you're not going to. We're
getting very technical on the show.
Yeah, you're not going to win. You're not going to win. And they know that. And that is the risk you take when you sign up for cheer. So I don't blame the coach for saying that she can't go. Would I quit in the middle of the season? We all know that I cannot co-sign that. I would want to. But I would also not want my kid to miss out. Oh, God, it's so tough. Like, I understand the coach. I would have done the same. I wouldn't have said it like that, but I would have done the same thing. But the mom and me, I wouldn't want to. That's a once-in-a-lifetime thing, what's happening to her at high school, and I wouldn't miss that either.
You got to pick one. Now, look,
I know
I'm going to keep
the
golden
up.
Bullet thing that she did. I'm going to take off the table.
What she did?
What she did was sick. I'm going to take that off the table, though. You have to pick one.
It's really hard, but I'm going to pick high school. And that's really coming from me. But I know that feeling, too, of the state champs. That's a moment. That's a moment you'll never be. There will be other summits. There will be. And it doesn't even sound like it's Summit. If we're talking about high school time, we're talking about a regular competition in the beginning of competing season, which is not the end all be all. If it was Summit, that would be a different situation because that's like a nationals thing.
Yeah, we're getting very technical.
Yeah. Though, I wouldn't miss that. I wouldn't let my daughter miss that. That is like a moment and a half and something that she'll remember for the rest of her life. And the competition, as important as it is, and the coach, it is the end all be all for them. For the kid, the high school thing is more important. I wish you guys had a competitive team. That's what I really.
She put some miles on.
Yeah, that, man, that's crazy.
That was no joke.
Seriously, she is an OG. Hardcore.
I like stories like that.
Me too.
You know, like, and it's crazy because, you know, you're really digging in that. That's some very that. Does remind me a lot of, like, I think that's the type of thing that those are the type of parents I like to hear about. Like,
yeah.
I'm going to find a way to
I'll
get
do whatever
this kid,
I have
whatever.
To. I know
you
a know friend with a plane.
Yeah, I got a friend with
I
a
mean,
plane.
Come
like,
on.
That's wild.
Sick.
Yeah, and then you're flying commercial back. And
right.
This is what's going on. Like, that's some crazy
respect,
shit.
Respect. But I wouldn't have let my kid miss the high school thing. If that's what we're saying, I wouldn't have done that. Yeah. I would have missed the competition, and I would have taken the heat. And if she's that much of an asset to the team, which it sounds like she is, the coach would have forgiven her. And they're not going to let. They're going to probably move the routine, but they'll maybe move it back.
Would you have beef with the coach?
Because of the way he handled it, the way that he said it was really, really harsh and direct. So I would have been really pissed about that. But as far as his decision, I would have said the same. I would have said no, too. I would have said the same thing. But as the parent, I would have done it anyway. So it's slippery slope, but I would have gone with the high school thing. And I would try to get over the whole coach thing. She's been there 11 years, but, you know, they're just doing their job. They got to look out for the whole team.
Speaking of looking out for the team, please hold while we secure this bag.
Woo!
So obviously got a ton going on between work, the show, all things life has to offer, but it just seems like the holiday season starts earlier and earlier every year. And this year, I'm actually okay with it because we got to make up for some lost time and all the canceled plans of the past year and a half. So I don't know about you, but we're going all out with the decorations, the food. You guys saw what we did with Marky's house this year. Christmas Eve, Christmas will be no different. Definitely got to make up for some lost time, and I'm going to start gift shopping a little bit early, and that's where Faherty comes in. They have gifts for everyone on your list. Faherty is a family-run brand making high-quality, timeless clothing with modern design and functionality. You know when you're searching for the coziest gifts that are practical and stylish? Flannels that feel like they've had them for years, lush sweaters, festive tops and dresses, and they could still wear long after the champagne has been popped? Well, that's Faherty. I have several of my favorite Faherty pieces. I love the fit, love the quality. It's cozy. You guys, you need that like winter hug clothing. That's what these guys do. And that's why I love them so much. So they're confident in the quality of their stuff. They have a lifetime guarantee of quality. They'll replace your fixed clothes forever, no matter what. And on top of all that, Faherty is giving all Dear Albie listeners 20% off right now. That's 20% off. So you're looking for a last minute gift. It's not too late to get your favorite people a Faherty gift card. And with that in mind, do not forget to treat yourself too, because it's awesome. You'll regret it if you don't. Listeners of Dear Albie get 20% off their first order. Visit it fahertybrand.com/Dear Albie and use code Dear Albie at checkout. That's code Dear Albie at faherty brand.com/Dear Albie for 20% off. It's that time, guys. It's the busiest time of the year, so if you need a break from all the holiday action, Best Fiends is the perfect pick-me-up. Seriously, it's my new favorite game. You guys have known this. They're my new favorite partner and new favorite game. Best Fiends is the match 3 style puzzle and adventure game all rolled into one, and with more levels being added all the time, there's always something new to play. Best Fiends has it all. Amazing storyline, collectible fiends, and tons of fun puzzles. I can't put it down. It's quite possibly the best puzzle game out there. No Wi-Fi, no problem. Play Best Fiends wherever and whenever you want with offline mode. So even if your holiday travel takes you off the beaten path, you can still play Best Fiends. I love it. I actually went out of my way to make sure that I don't even drive home to my mom's house. I make somebody else drive so I can play the entire way up. That is not a lie. So download Best Fiends free today at the App Store or Google Play. That's friends without the R, Best Fiends. All right, guys. So as the year ends, another holiday season is upon us. For many of us, that means travel and family. And, you know, look, that can be a lot of pressure. You can see some folks that you get along with, some of them you don't get along with. I get it. Maybe you've seen, maybe you've heard. If you listen to the show, you know we experience this all the time. But 'tis the season to be jolly, but sometimes it just doesn't feel that way. And that's okay. Ease some of the burdens of the holidays can bring with Talkspace online therapy. I am a huge proponent of Talkspace. I'm a huge proponent of therapy in general. It's an advice show. One of the things we've also tried to do with a couple of you guys that have been listeners, we've really, really, really proud of actually, you know, sponsors like Talkspace jumping on the show, because these are people that can actually help you from a real true professional level, besides what we do on the show that we obviously take seriously. But these are some really, 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 really great resources for you guys. Big fan of it. And Talkspace is ready to help you guys start feeling better with a single message. You could set goals with your Talkspace therapist and develop techniques to cope in difficult times. Talkspace offers individual therapy, couples therapy, and medication prescription services, which is huge. Talkspace works around your schedule and at your convenience with live video sessions and unlimited messages with your dedicated therapist. If you need a little support to help you through the end of the year, or you want to start building towards a better upcoming year, Talkspace is here to help. Match with a licensed therapist when you go to Talkspace.com and get $100 off your first month with promo code DEARALBIE. That's $100 off and use code DEARALBIE at Talkspace.com. Honestly, guys, it really, really, really is, I can't tell you enough. It's done wonders for me. And so if you guys love the community, jump out there, check out Talkspace, and back to the show. Okay, we are back.
That's so cool, that story. I'm not over it.
Yo, I mean, look, that to me, I knew that was going to get you a little bit.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah, you got a lot of dirt. So now I've got two long ones and a short one.
All right. You want to throw a short one?
That's what I'm saying. So I can go, we can go in a lot of different ways here.
I'm excited. It's been so long. I've missed the questions.
Let's go with the long one.
All right. Oh, it is long.
And let's see how it goes, because it's really.
But the other one was long on, and it didn't take you long.
It said, well, no, it's not as bad. But this is, it's got a deep, deep little subject.
Okay, I'm ready. You know
what I mean? Settling for second.
Depth.
Right?
Depth.
But, you know, not competition, but this is in the competition of life. Anyway. Okay. Dear Albie.
Competition.
Love the pod. I'm a longtime listener and fan of the entire family. Please keep me anonymous, and I hope that Don is in for this one, and I would especially respect her opinion on this situation. So, sorry. Okay.
Sorry, we don't have the Don. We don't even know where the Don is.
Okay. Lots going on. Anyway, sorry if it gets long-winded. There's a lot to unpack here. Long story, as short as I can make it. I have been with my husband for over 18 years. We have a family and have been married for over a decade. He has an illegitimate child from a relationship that he had in his teenage years. I don't know him at the time. He did not know him at the time. Mm-hmm. The girl he was with comes from a religious, almost cult-like background.
Ooh.
She chose to move back with her family out of state, put the child up for adoption, and further agreed to marry someone else while pregnant with my now husband's child.
What?
He either wanted her to have an abortion or stay and try to raise the baby. She has some arrangement made with the adoptive parents where she still has contact with the child and for the past 19 years has emailed my husband pictures and updates about the child. I had known about this since the beginning of our relationship. She often gets a little weird in her emails, borderline inappropriate, asking personal questions, stating that she's kept mementos from the relationship, bringing things up from the past to make her look as though she's not exactly on planet Earth, so to speak, and perhaps a little hung up on my husband still. I never say anything, as I believe it to be more important my husband gets to see the child. This past update made me livid. She flat out said that looking back, they could have made it work, enclosing a 20-year-old picture of the two of them. My husband's response was less than ideal. I quote, "Who knows if it would have worked? Probably it would have been tough." I'm extremely hurt by his response. It makes me feel like he settled for me and a part of him would have rather ended up with her. Like I am the other woman. Poor man, second place trophy. The whole conversation was completely inappropriate for two happily married individuals that had passed for a blip of time 2 decades ago. Not to mention unnecessary. The child in question would be... The child in question is an adult now and could easily find us if she chooses to do so. I would welcome her with open arms. The child is a part of him, therefore a part of me. I would never harbor any ill feelings towards him slash her. None of this has anything to do with the child. When I approached him about this exchange, he refused to see where I was coming from and told me I was overreacting and that it had nothing to do with me. I feel completely gaslighted. I'm the wife, the partner he chose. How this has nothing to do with me is beyond my comprehension at this point. I've been nothing but loving, loyal, and supportive for 18 years. That statement from him felt like a total slap in the face. The man I've built a life with thinks he could have made it work with someone else. How am I supposed to feel? Am I overreacting? Should I be concerned? Thanks for taking the time. Sincerely, doesn't want to be a man's second choice.
Mm.
Deep.
Well, first thing I think in my head is he could have easily just been trying to be nice in his response. The second thing that I think of is it sounds like he wasn't really interested in this person because it's not like he fought for her when she was going back to the cult or anything like that. And she sounds a little, I don't want to say strange, but yeah, a little strange.
Mm.
And I don't think that you have anything to worry about in regards to all that, especially, you know, she just sounds a little off. And I wouldn't be like worried about somebody that's just off like this. I think he was just trying to be nice in his response and didn't really know what to say. If he would have said something like, "I think about you all the time. I often feel the same way, blah, blah, blah," then that would be different. But he was kind of like, "Yeah, probably." And I think it was like kind of just to shut her up.
It seems dismissive. And she does definitely sound a little out there. And every once in a while, and I've said this in the show, like, you know, when someone is a little bit more out there and you're going to be connected to them for life, whether you want to.
Yeah, you don't
want to
rock the boat.
Sometimes it's not that bad to keep the nuclear rods cool.
Finesse.
Yeah.
A little finesse.
You know what I mean? Like a little, "Oh, hey, we're cool. Yeah, we're cool.
Oh,
we're cool.
Yeah,
right, man.
Yeah, I really liked you."
Like, "Oh, yeah. No, yeah. We'll meet up. When you coming into town on my way that
probably
week?"
Probably could have,
you know,
worked.
Whatever.
Probably could have worked.
That, so I don't get that upset about it. However, I don't think you're overreacting.
Right.
On paper.
No. Right.
So like on paper, what I mean by that is like, so what it ultimately, what the context, you're just putting a different emotion than he might intend to put it in.
Right.
And that's probably a really difficult thing to explain away.
Yeah.
And in a really weird way, sometimes almost the truth behind that could like he might even look at that as creating an issue in and of itself. This might be somebody that he's just totally fine.
Right.
Having in the rear view and that's it.
And he just wants to keep the waves to a minimum.
Mm-hmm. And, all right, you're hearing about the kid and all that other stuff. That's got to be a difficult thing.
Right.
She's your conduit to getting updates about it, and you want to try and keep a normal type of, you know, interaction, mm-hmm. okay? But saying to you, hey, listen, you know what? If I don't do it this way, she might go nuts. He might not want you worrying about that either.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's a little bit of a weird thing.
Yeah, he's just trying to keep it
to
even.
To decode. At least I can see that. Now, saying that you're overreacting, it really depends on how that kind of blew up. I don't look at it like, look, I don't think you're overreacting to the sense of this is clearly a, you know, it's clearly a shot.
Yeah.
Here's a picture of us from however long ago, and we could have made it work. First of all, really easy to say after you skip 20 years of raising a kid.
Yeah.
And all that other stuff together, and you know, like, and all that other.
And
like,
God only knows what her mindset is. You know, you don't even know.
Right. Like, what rose-colored glasses you're using to look back on life. But to say this is a, I wouldn't feel like I was in second place here. I
not
really
at
look
all.
At that. Do I think you should feel good? No. Do I think you really should work and make sure that you feel very confident in what you guys are doing and all the other stuff and the place you have in his life? Absolutely. But I can see the way you're describing this person, like, you know, your words right here. This is all I got to see. Okay. She said things in the past, bringing up things from the past that make her look as though she's not exactly, in quotes, on planet Earth.
Right.
Okay. So that's kind of the type of thing.
That's the kind of purpose person we're working with here.
Yeah. I mean, like, you got to look at that and just kind of, you know, maybe err on the side of like, hey, I don't necessarily know the full extent of, you know, the personality issues that might be around there.
Right.
So let's just kind of keep it nice and whatever.
I think that's really what this is here. I don't think he's got any love for this person left. And I wouldn't be worried about it. I definitely wouldn't like make it something that's going to actually cause an issue in your marriage. You know, like, I don't think there's a problem. I think that he's just trying to keep the waves to a minimum. And I wouldn't make them bigger. You know what I mean?
Well, here's something that's not in here.
I love when you find random things and you think of random things.
It's what we do.
Yeah.
I like to try and bring that to the show. She doesn't say how she saw this.
I was just thinking that. Did she look through the emails?
So she said, you know, she often gets a little weird in her emails, borderline inappropriate.
Does she read all the emails?
Now, this past update made me livid. She flat out said they could have made it work, enclosing a 20-year-old picture of the two of them. My husband's response was less than ideal. I quote, who knows if it would have worked? Probably it would have been tough.
So she's reading the emails.
She had to read the email.
See, that's, I don't know. I'm not a jealous person. I'm not. So it's hard for me to think in those. I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't read the email. I'm not one that ever checks Josh's phone. I'm not one that ever looks at his email. I don't know. I think you have to trust him and understand that this has been 20 years and he's definitely over it and she sounds crazy and it's not something that I would make myself crazy over.
You also got to pick a lane with stuff like this.
Yeah.
Okay? You can't, and this is a internal dialogue you got to have, second choice, okay? You know,
that's what she said.
You know, that's what she want to be called.
Right.
I don't know.
Second choice.
Doesn't want to be a man's second choice. No. I wish I had an acronym for that, but
I don't know what acronym means.
First of all, basically, you have to really, if you're going to say that you support this, and these are your words, okay? Hey, the child's a part of him, therefore a part of me. I would never harbor any ill feelings towards them. You said specifically, I'm trying to see exactly where, I believe she said something to the effect
of what?
I never said, well, right here. I never say anything as I believe to be more important. My husband gets to see the child. Listen, okay? If you're going to be accepting of this person being in their life,
mm-hmm.
you've got to be confident in your acceptance of that being the right decision.
Right, exactly.
So you can't turn it on him later on and be like, this is like, you know, he's in jail and you're combing through the emails.
Exactly.
Okay. If you're worried about him having an inappropriate relationship with her, then you've got a totally different thing.
Yeah.
And you've basically got to address that separate.
That's a trust issue.
Of every
completely.
Other little thing. That's not the same thing.
No.
So you can't. And I would kind of feel a little blindsided by that also. If you're saying, hey, look, I'm cool with you having a relationship, but now you're combing through emails and you're looking at the responses.
Exactly. You know, and it sounds like it's been always.
Yeah. So, like, that's a different. I don't love that. Now, you know, I think being open and honest and just trying to get a little bit of that, you know, reassurance from him is all makes sense. You know, I think that yeah. that all to me is it adds up. It's all things that I think should easily be fair and expected. But, you know, you got to kind of, I think, just address what are the reason. What's the real, are you really okay with him having any kind of relationship at all?
And you have to be okay because it's his kid. So, and he knew about it. You knew about it from the door. And you got to just trust him. I mean, they broke up for a reason. There was cult-like behavior involved. I wouldn't be worried. And you don't want to make yourself look insecure and you know, you want to just give off the vibe like, I trust you. That's,
well,
that's
not even
thing.
Or if you don't, just kind of hit
Say,
it head on.
I don't trust
I'm
you.
I'm not saying that, look, I wouldn't give off any vibe that's not real. One way around this, though, if you're having issues with this woman and, you know, you're a little weirded out with how she acts and everything like that. I mean, is it impossible for him to, at this point, like, you know, the kid's an adult, to reach out and have a direct relationship with the kid where
That's
you don't need the...
That's another question that I said. If you said this is an adult, at this point, are we still exchanging photos of this child? Like, why is she still reaching out? Because if the kid, you're saying the kid's what, an adult now, why isn't he just talking to her directly? How come the mother has an open relationship with her and not the father? Maybe it is the mother's way of trying to keep in touch with this guy, you know, and feel,
well,
like,
I think there's got to be some legal reasons why that had to go the way that had
to
go.
Yeah, like, that's really what the question is. Like, is he talking to her for no reason?
Well, the kid's an adult.
It's like,
that's
why
the thing. You're
why?
Saying she could have reached out by now. Now, I mean, is that true, though?
No, like, it is. Once you're 18, I feel like of course you can.
So she's saying that, you know, the child in question is an adult now and could easily find us if she chooses to do so. First of all, I don't think that's fair.
Right.
Like, there's a lot there to get into. Does the mom have a relationship with the child directly? Does she have a relationship with the adopted parents?
Is she putting in thoughts into that adopted child's that child's head about the father, since he's never reached out directly? She sounds a little off. You don't know. But yeah, I would ask that question first. Why is he having contact with this mother instead of this adult child directly?
That is... I think that's ultimately up to your husband, though.
Well, yeah, he would have to fight for that, I'm assuming.
If your husband wants a relationship with the child, who at this point is an adult, I would then encourage...
reaching out.
He figure that piece out separate from the partner. I mean, because from Jump Street, it looks like they had a disagreement over this kid right away.
Right, and it seems like this was the way that it's always been. But now that she's 18 plus... that all those other things should technically be done, and he could reach out directly if that's the way that they want it to be, you know?
And I'll tell you another thing. When you're... this is a really, really interesting one that you really got to put a lot of thought, I think, into. This sounds like a very traumatic whatever this was.
Yeah, it sounds very... it's very... I've never really heard of a situation quite like
that. Well,
she's
saying super religious... think about it, right? Super religious, almost cult-like, okay? She moved back with her family out of state, put the child up for adoption, and agreed to marry someone else while pregnant with the kid.
Okay.
So think about it. You're talking in what, a span of 6 months from the time you figured you were pregnant?
To marrying somebody
else? To marrying
else,
somebody while you're still pregnant?
To giving away your kid.
And you know, he's basically saying either have an abortion or stay here.
Yeah, that's very...
those are some, like, mega heavy things that had to happen.
Massive decisions within 6 months.
In a crazy short amount of time.
Yeah.
Blow after blow after blow.
That is a lot.
And I feel like that would... if I lived through that, you know, I probably would really try and understand in moments like this where your husband's coming from and what he went through. Because at this point, like, you're in a partnership. I don't love the idea now of being like, fact, argument, go.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, understanding each other, I think, goes a long way. And that guy went through some shit.
Really?
So, like, you know, it just doesn't seem... But now this wouldn't maybe help her feel better. It comes with a... It's got the scent of, like...
A scent.
That he didn't necessarily want that to end.
No, it sounded like he was like, stay with me.
But he either wanted her to have an abortion or stay and try and raise the baby.
He didn't want to be without the baby. So, well, basically that's what it sounds like.
Well, either that... So that very, very much could have been about this kid.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so much there that's like, you really got to dig in and stuff for this show. But you really got to kind of dig into that. I don't think it identifies with her specifically.
Mm-hmm.
He's clearly like wanted to be attached to the kid. It's probably a lot about the kid.
He was probably just going to take one for the team, marry her and stay with her just so he could be with the kid. That's what it sounds like.
That might be, hey, listen, if he feels like if she's in a religious, like, kind of a culture that he doesn't necessarily blend with or identify with and all that other stuff, you don't want... I could see, hey, do I want, like, if I don't, let's color some context in that isn't here. If he's not really getting along with whatever that is, okay, and getting along with her family and everything else,
mm-hmm.
do you want her to have the kid, raise the baby in a completely different,
yeah,
you know, upbringing than
no.
you could personally survive in?
Right.
Probably not.
No, so that's that could have been, there's a lot of things that we don't know about that would factor into the final choice, but I guess what it comes down to...
It makes sense for why he would want to keep in touch.
Right. What it comes down to for me is you went into it knowing all this. You got to kind of, like, let him know that you're there for him, and obviously this is his kid, and I wouldn't be worried about the woman at all, to be honest. But I would say at this point, if it's bothering you, maybe there's a way that he can reach out to this kid directly at this point. Like, there's really no reason after 18 years old to be talking to the mother about the kid. Like, you know, unless there's an issue, of course. But, like, if you want to talk to your kid and you want to see pictures after 18 years old, you can reach out to your kid.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, I think the kid's an adult. So I think he's probably in a position, if it's about the kid.
Yeah, then reach out to the kid.
I would probably bring that up.
Yeah, that's what I would. That would be my answer.
You know, and that, and see where that goes. But, you know, I don't, you know... That's a really, really complicated thing, but I would give it a little bit more effort and understanding to kind of get it from how he's feeling, because this is complicated.
Yeah, I wouldn't be mad at him for any of it, honestly. His response was not like overly, oh my God, I miss you. It was just like keeping the waves low. And then I would bring up saying, talk to your kid directly, because I don't think there's a problem with that after 18. Any legality issues would go out the window once they're adult.
Mm.
So there you go. That's
crazy.
My answer. Final answer.
Heavy.
Heavy. Heavy very stuff. Heavy. Usually you err away from the heavy, heavy, heavy.
I usually do.
Yeah.
Speaking of, we've got next week. Next Wednesday is the live show.
I know.
On Moment House. Guys, got to go up. We've been posting the link nonstop.
I'm very excited about this.
It's $10 to join in.
Okay.
There's going to be some charity components of this stuff. We're going to be doing some games. There's going to be some giveaways. It's going to be a lot of fun.
I'm excited about it.
It's going to be a live show right here. Live stream.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean show up at my mom's house.
Okay.
I got a couple people saying, what time do we go to mom's?
Oh, they think they're coming.
You don't come to mom's.
No, we're gonna be in
that.
The basement.
No, we're going to be doing that right here.
Right. We'll be here.
I went and bought a camera.
All right. A nice one.
We're going to make, we're going to make this a real studio
Should
in here.
Should I dress up?
You can if you want.
Should I wear a Christmas, like a Santa hat?
You can if you want. It gets hot down here, but I mean, give it a shot.
Yeah, I'm already hot. Maybe I'll wear reindeer ears. I'll be festive. I have a green sweater.
I'm about it.
Yeah.
It's going to be good.
Yeah. But I'm excited about it.
Tune in, dearalbummailbag@gmail.com.
Wait, are people going to be able to, like, call in live? Like, how do we do this?
So they're going to be able to watch live. I do believe there's a comment section, but everybody that's tuning in, if you actually go and send us your ticket confirmation, because we have your names on a list, ticket confirmation and a question, we are going to do our best to answer literally every question that's written in from somebody.
So they can write in before, and then we answer it live.
Yes. But
all right.
There's going to be a couple different ways that I do believe we can get comments and stuff going, which is pretty cool. We did that last year, and that created a lot more havoc than anything. Mm-hmm. So we're going to have it run through. There'll be a filter of sorts, but it's going to be good. You're going to be able to get some live questions answered.
All right. So this is fun. I'm very excited. That's the 22nd.
It is.
All right. I'm ready. I'll be ready
this
for that.
Coming Wednesday. So
I'll
see
have
you guys
my green sweater
at the live show. And tell your friends about us.
Yeah, I'm gonna put it on the gram.
Rate and subscribe. We haven't been saying that in a while.
Yeah, you know what we have? Review. Mm-hmm. You know how much I still love them, guys. Mm-hmm. The same amount as I did in the beginning. I still love them.
I get it.
I still read them.
I get it.
Often.
Every once in a while. You know what I mean?
No, often.
Be a little pick me up.
Often.
Nice. Nice to get a little review.
Often.
You guys are the greatest. We'll catch you later.
Bye.